an angel visits Mary. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town called Nazareth in Galilee, in Israel, to a young girl who was betrothed or promised to be married to a man called Joseph, who was a descendant of David. And the name of this young woman was Mary, and the angel appeared to her and said, "Hail, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you, and you will be blessed among all women." When Mary saw him, she was very frightened and wondered whatever this greeting meant. Then the angel Gabriel told her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favour with God. You shall bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now you see how that's all in the future. So Jesus wasn't existing up in heaven when the angel came and told Mary those things. The angel told Mary that she would have a son, and he will be the Son of God. He will be the Son of the Highest. So if God is the Highest, Jesus is not the Highest. He's the Son of God. I mention that because there's a lot of people who misunderstand who God and who Jesus are. Well, Mary asked the question, "How shall this be, seeing that I don't have a husband?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, will be like a shadow over you. The child that is born of you will be holy and will be called the Son of God." So you see that the Holy Spirit is not a person. The Holy Spirit is the power of the Most High, and God the Father, God is the Most High. Mary replied to this, "Behold, I am just the female servant of the Lord. May it be to me as you have said." So Mary got up and went into the hill country very quickly to a town of Judah, where she went to the house of Zechariah and his wife, who was her cousin Elizabeth, although Elizabeth was much older than her. And when Elizabeth heard her greeting, she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you are going to have. But why has the mother of my Lord come to me?" And Mary sung a wonderful song of praise. "My soul praises the Lord, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he has taken notice of the low place of his servant. And from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he that is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm, he's scattered the proud, he's put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those who are humble. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy that he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed for ever." Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then went back to her own house. So that shows then that Mary was a very humble, simple, poor girl who God chose. And that's just what God does. He chooses the humble and the meek and low things of this world. He didn't choose some rich, wealthy woman living in Jerusalem. He chose this poor girl who was probably without shoes. She was probably barefoot, probably didn't have sandals, living in some small village in the north of Israel. And he had looked upon all the girls who could bear his son, and he chose her. So don't think that you're too little or not important enough for God to use. This is his style. This is how he does things. Just like he chose that little boy with his 5 loaves and 2 fishes in order to feed a great multitude. He chose Samuel when Samuel was so little. He used young David to kill the great Goliath. He uses little people.